But now when we moved up here, there's quite a bit of our farm still had the rail fences around.
Oh, they did. Uh-huh.
And finally then, after we rented it out so long, we soon got it all under wire fences and we just piled the rails up here. And Lord, I don't know if the people would come get them for souvenirs. And my oldest son come and got enough that he's got a, well, he lives as far as the church down here, off the main highway. And they got the prettiest little fence around. Just souvenirs, you know, just wasn't needed, just more on and anything else. And lots of people, you know, you pass places, you've got little,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
and that's
yeah.
it.
So, did you ever know of people taking like loose rock or something from a field and making a fence with that?
Oh,
did
yes.
they do that?
Uh-huh, yes, they do. Not as much here as you see. Now, up towards Marshall, somewhere there's some rock fences, aren't there?
I think so, too.
I think I've seen them up there.
I've seen them up there. Oh, yes. Before. I wondered if they ever did it down here.
Well, they did. Now, there's lots of these hills that there's lots of rock, you see, and they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But where I lived out east here, it wasn't that rocky. It was ours was, and you didn't see anybody else hardly. Just once in a great while, you'd see a farm that had rock enough that they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of it.
Well, like this little fence out in front of your house, what kind of fence do you call that?
That'd be paling.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's
I
a
was
paling.
Wondering what you call that.
Paling.
I wasn't sure
yeah.
if...
paling fence.
Uh-huh. About that?
Yeah.
And you said that they used cedar water buckets, I think, to carry...
Uh-huh, yeah.
What about milk? What would they carry milk in?
10 foot.
Oh, they'd have... That
10 foot.
That'd be the difference.
Yeah, we didn't have aluminum then, it was tin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when we'd strain it up, we didn't let it stay in the tin. You see, it a warm milk, you might get poisoned if you let it stay in tin bucket.
Uh-huh.
Mother would have crocks, we'd call them crocks.
Uh-huh.
Just an open-faced, open, great big old crock.
Oh, I see. And then you put it.
And then she had her churn, big old churn, and churned asher.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've skimmed the cream off the crock many a time and eat every dab of the cream.
Oh, no.
She'd say, Lilla, have you been into my cream?
Oh, no.
And in the winter, that'd be about half ice, and maybe you think that would be good.
I bet it was good. That sounds good.
She'd know I'd get into it.
Oh, well. Well, what about, like, when you were cooking and you just had that those fire, did you have to cook in the fireplace? And
oh, yes. Mother had a iron rod. Boy, it was as big as, my finger are bigger. Put just under the arch rock. That's what I'm trying to say. Arch rock. Well, it'd be just under that right across the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And she had hooks on that, some little iron hooks. And she could hang her pot of beans on there, you see, and it wouldn't boil down until it'd fall over or anything about it. It'd just stay there and cook.
Oh,
and
so that's what
so she boiled a lot of her thing. Of course, a lot of it, she'd fire up the stove, but that wasn't using up all the stove wood.
Uh-huh.
Stove wood, you know, had to be got separate. I mean, it had to be a special way to cut it.
Uh-huh.
Now, firewood, you could, anything you could get in the fireplace, you could burn it. But stove wood, it had to just get nicer and finer. And Mother saved a lot of her stove wood using the fireplace to boil things.
To boil things. Well, what about the fry things?
Well, she fried that on the stove.
Oh, she would?
Always on the stove.
Uh-huh. And did she have if she wanted to fry eggs, what would she put them in?
You mean?
What did she have?
Iron skillet.
Oh, that's what I think.
Yeah, iron skillet. Yes,
uh-huh.
yes.
Uh-huh.
Iron skillet.
That's what, well, did they, what about if you were washing the clothes? What would you have to wash them in?
Well, we had some wood tubs.
Uh-huh.